Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Sheriff's deputies were called out to Ashdown Avenue in McKinleyville on Tuesday after receiving a report that a citizen was in foot pursuit of a burglary suspect. Deputies learned that the victim saw the suspect, later identified as 28-year-old Rob Harvey, and his dog standing next to the smashed passenger side window of his pickup on Tuesday evening. Harvey began backing away after stealing money from the truck, and a short physical struggle ensued before Harvey fled the scene on his bike while calling out to his dog to attack. The victim gave up the pursuit at that time, but yesterday the victim called the investigating deputy, again reporting he had seen the suspect and followed him to a residence on Anderson Road. Deputies responded and arrested Harvey, who was booked on burglary and violation of probation charges. The coroner's office has identified the victim of a fatal single-vehicle collision in the 5900 block of Erickson Way in Arcata yesterday morning. 34-year-old Arcata resident Kenneth Moylanin was driving northbound on Erickson Way when, for unknown reasons, he left the roadway and crashed into a temporary bridge segment in a fenced equipment yard. The accident happened several hours before officers found the wreckage, and the cause of the collision remains under investigation. Mendocino County deputies arrested a former Oregon resident and convicted sex offender in Ukiah yesterday. Deputies responded to a tip from a concerned neighbor regarding 63-year-old David Nauman, who was convicted of rape and sodomy in Oregon in 1992. Nauman had lived in Ukiah since 2002 and had failed to register as a sex offender, and he was booked into Mendocino County Jail for that failure. Yesterday afternoon at around 5 o'clock, Fortuna police received a report of a theft that had just occurred in the area of the Safeway. A man had approached the Salvation Army bell ringer and then stole the donation kettle that is used to collect holiday donations. The bell ringer pursued the subject on foot and managed to recover the kettle. The suspect then fled to the rear of the Safeway. With the assistance of several witnesses, officers were able to locate and arrest the suspect, 23-year-old Kevin Clausen, in the area of Barry Avenue. Clausen is currently on probation and had been arrested by Fortuna Police last month for burglarizing several vehicles, and he was booked right back into county jail. And sheriff's detectives are asking for the public's help in identifying and locating a male suspect who robbed the U.S. Cellular store on Central Avenue in McKinleyville on Tuesday. Store staff said the suspect, described as an adult Hispanic or Native American male with a stocky build, wearing a gray hoodie and sunglasses, walked into the store, pointed a gun at an employee, and demanded money. While the robbery was in progress, the suspect heard a noise from a back office and forced the employee to the back, where a manager was on the phone with his wallet in his hand making a phone order. The manager saw the gun, dropped his wallet, and put his hands in the air, and at that time the suspect stole the wallet along with an undisclosed amount of cash from the register. Before leaving, the suspect forced the employees into a bathroom and attempted to lock it, and then fled the scene. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last week, the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, REDEC, announced that it had reached its fundraising goal of $1 million in community donations in the ongoing effort to recruit more air service to the county. There is a need for increased air service since Horizon canceled its twice-daily flights to Los Angeles despite our small population, as Supervisor Virginia Bass explains.
I think we do have needs. We have a lot of people who live here that actually work outside of the community. There's a lot of local businesses that can benefit. So do we expect are we maybe expecting more than we should be getting by rights because we're not big? I think we're as important as we make ourselves be.
The loss of direct flights to Los Angeles, which were back on the burner last year when United made an offer but was later turned down, means a huge loss in federal matching funds as tens of thousands of former customers use other means to travel.
Right now, there's 50,000 less passengers flying a year since the Los Angeles route was nixed by Horizon. That's a lot of potential. And these are people some are going for vacation, but a lot of them are going to work. And, you know, so we are important. It's just, you know, there's such competition and costs are so high for airlines that they want to get the bigger bang for the buck.
Redec continues to look for the most cost-effective manner to get increased air service to the airport, and there are hopes service could be expanded within the coming year. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.